Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFBA. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
We're going to talk art in the area this morning, and specifically Art Attack. It is coming up on September 21st. And we're going to do that with Bill Harris and Gabe Pons, who always do this with us. But we welcome to the show for the very, very first time, Pete from Print Jazz. And I'm going to let you say your last name just so I make sure that I have phonetically have it there correctly, Pete.
Thanks, Ted. It is Pete Moralevich. I tell people it sounds like Maury Povich, except not Maury Povich.
It does. Pete, it's good to have you here. It is so good to have you here.
Thanks for having me, Ted. Yeah.
I have talked about different projects you have been involved in. We've done a lot of, we have done some things, but never on the radio. How long have you been in the area doing your thing?
Right. About 8 years ago, I came to Fredericksburg. I lived in Washington, D.C. My wife got a job at the university at UMW, so we moved down here. At the time up there, I was a graphic designer, worked a 9-to-5, corporate job kind of thing. And when I came down here, I decided to hang out my own shield and explore some a little more art, still do some graphic design, but do some fine art and kind of introduce myself to the art scene, got to know some people around town, and have just been making art since then.
Most people probably have seen a lot of your stuff and don't realize it. I'm just trying to think of, I know one of the things that I have of yours is what you did. You were the first one, I think, to do the National Park Service on Memorial Day.
Right, yes. So the Luminaria every year, for the past couple of years, National Cemetery has put out a poster to commemorate the event. And so the first one I did, Gabe has done one since. And then the idea is to continue that, to showcase local artists. And every year you can go and kind of collect the latest edition of artist interpretations of the Luminaria.
And you've done some things with Downtown Greens and just all over town.
I have, yeah. A lot of people, I might introduce myself and they might not know my face or the name, but they'll know the work. I have some stuff in retail shops around town. If you're a fan of ice cream and you've been to Blue Cow, I have a mural there. If you're a fan of food, the food co-op. And then I have a studio at Liberty Town as well. So there's some like face-to-face traffic there as well.
So do you and Bill ever run into each other at Liberty Town?
We do, although usually Bill is teaching and I am pretending to work.
You also are part of the Arts Commission that we talk about on this show with a lot. And for people who don't know, I mean, the Arts Commission is really responsible for a lot of the things in the art things you see around town.
Right. And in fact, in the next month or so, three of the public sculptures, there are six public sculptures around town. Those are those big metal pieces.
Yeah.
So three of them will get new installations. So those switch out every 2 years. So you might see an artist in town bringing in a new piece. The city helps them erect it. So I would say if you happen to see this, stop the artist and say hi. And those are coming to three locations, the one down by the Virginia Outdoor Center at Fall Hill. There is one at Dixon Park, which will get a new one. And then Trestle Park, which is that little pocket park right by the train station.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So that is part of the... The Arts Commission has the public sculpture program. And big shout out to Preston Thayer, who runs that. For those three sculptures that are coming in the next month, we had 35 applicants for it, which, gives us a great variety, a great choice. But I think also says something about the reputation of Fredericksburg as sort of a, I wouldn't say an arts destination, but someplace that people want to be in. To get 35 applicants for those three spots is great.
It really does. We talk all the time about this being an art it's really become an art community.
Yes,
and
yes.
It really shows that it is.
And regional artists are applying for that. So it's really reaching just beyond the immediate area as well.
So when did you get interested in doing art? Gabe and Bill have told stories about, well, Bill especially, about just doodling as a kid and doing that kind of thing. How did you get involved?
So my mother was a commercial letterer. She was a sign painter and a calligrapher. So I used to sit at the other side of the kitchen table from her, and she would be, you know, this is before you could, you know, you had your computer and you could spit out placards and, you know, names. So she would actually hand do all of those. And I would kind of sit at the other side of the table, and she would give me her extra pens and markers. And I probably spent more time sniffing them than I did actually like using them. But it did teach me a lot about the creative process. And being a snotty kid, I used to, like, if I felt I wasn't getting enough attention, I would, like, bump the table as she was, like, you know, physically. I had her pen down on the paper. And back then, they would give you, you know, 10 sheets of paper for, you know, 8 you know, plaques or awards or whatever she was doing. So, you know, it was a resource that I was destroying. But she would somehow like save it and make a swash or a swirl or a, you know, flower or something. So it really taught me as well about the creative process of like when things don't always go your way, like there is a way to kind of save it and kind of integrate those mistakes or the uncertainties.
Well, then when you and Gabe got to do the Purina Tower, and just with her background, I mean, this really was full circle for you.
Yes, it really helped to have sort of knowing her background in that care of typography and how much goes into kind of letter form that we take for granted. And we should, like, people shouldn't look at it and you know, I sometimes think that the best design is the kind that you don't even notice, that just seems really natural. So getting those letters right was, you know, partly due to her influence.
As we sit here this morning, I just think that, I mean, I need to do an end of the year show with you guys talking about, because, I mean, as far as art goes, two of the biggest things, stories, were the three of you between Bill, you and the Johnny Johnson mural and getting that redone, and then Gabe, you and Pete doing the Purina Tower.
Well, then you did JM too.
And the JM mural.
Yeah, JM. Yeah, that's true. It's been a fun summer, hasn't it?
Yeah,
I think
very fun.
All together. In fact, Pete and I had some good, I guess not downtime. We had some good uptime when we were up working on the tower mural, just kind of getting to know each other better. And I think that was one commonality that we shared was kind of this love of typography and also kind of from our parents' kind of backgrounds as well, being influenced by that. So that was really, really fun to dig into.
And you guys both took me along for, Bill, you showed, I mean, we went from you know, graphing it out in your kitchen to, you know, putting it on the wall, and then you guys, I spent a couple of hours all together up on the Purina Tower. That was really high.
Well, I think you should take a lot of credit too, Ted, because you're showing people the process that they wouldn't otherwise see, whether it be my kitchen or their whole process.
Yeah.
I think people become a little bit more connected to the artwork when they see the whole process. So, good job, Ted.
Yeah. You get an A for accessibility,
It was a fun. It was definitely a fun summer.
Well, we know there was. I remember there was people driving by all the time saying, "Oh, we saw the last episode."
Yeah.
And I think that's really cool that they were able to connect that way.
Yeah. No, that was amazing that somebody with you had said, because I had said I'm just going to take some pictures. We won't do a video today.
Yeah.
And somebody like 2 minutes later drove by and said, "Love watching those videos."
So then we did a video because this lady drove by. In a pickup truck or a tow truck, and then we have no idea whether she actually.
We never found out, but yeah.
She never came back.
Yeah. We are talking art this morning. We're going to jump into Art Attack. It's coming up on September 21st. We'll do that when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
It is Art Attack this morning. Bill, Gabe, and Pete, local artists, talking about Art Attack September 21st. This is, Bill, how many years now for Art Attack?
This is 13th year.
Wow.
We missed two from COVID.
For COVID. But, yeah.
First year
yeah.
was 2012.
Yeah. Officially, I guess you could say the 11th annual.
On this
but,
street, yeah.
But the 13th since we started.
It is such a cool event because anybody can do it, and you're looking for all kinds of art.
Yeah, it's funny. I have a student, but she's a school teacher. I think she's in her early 20s, and she says, I asked her if she had done it, and she says, I used to do it years ago when I was in high school. And
generations.
Oh,
God.
Right, it's crazy that we've been around that long. But I feel pretty good the fact that it's grown into what it has, and because the city is now really behind it. I think and Pete can speak on this because he's on the Arts Commission, but I think the city looks forward to it because it's not just an art event, it's a city event. Mm-hmm. And it celebrates all of the city and all the people in the city, all the businesses, and all, certainly all the artists, too. So, yeah, feel good about what it's grown into.
Pete, as far as, I mean, it really is more than art because you're bringing people downtown. You're exposing people
Absolutely.
To how stuff is made.
Right. And, yeah, the first time I did Art Attack as a participant was... probably the first or second year that I started doing art, and just seeing the variety of work, of medium that people were using was wonderful. It was, you know, I would recommend it for any new artist because there is that kind of, you know, it makes you a better artist because the public is there. They're watching you, they're asking you questions, and you have to explain your work. And sometimes, you know, not just physically, but your sort of like methodology behind it, your thought behind it, and getting yourself to think about your own art, like really makes you a better artist. So I would say that if you are a new artist and maybe you haven't worked publicly and you're just kind of drawing around in your room, like this is a great introduction to the art scene. And because there are so many other artists, you're not the only one like on point. Like if you go down to City Dock and you start sketching, everyone's going to stop and look at what you're doing. But here there's enough variety. And then I returned sort of as a more established artist, and it was a whole different experience, just as great. But you kind of meet people who might follow you on social media. Like, you know, a lot of artists kind of are working in their studio or at home, and they don't really have a lot of public interaction. And this was a place like, I wouldn't say like a coming out place, but definitely where it's a more of a party atmosphere where you get to see people in real life who you might know on social media. So I would say both for sort of an emerging new artist and for an established artist, it is a great event. And for any member of the public, because you don't know what you're going to see. The variety of work is astonishing. So, you know, if you don't find something that you like there, then you just don't like art.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, no, Pete, that's a good point. Especially coming out of 2020, it's like the effort of the community to actually see the artists kind of at work, and for artists themselves to truly represent themselves in real time. It's one of the only times of the year that, you know, as one of the organizers, that we get to kind of meet and greet a lot of people that, you know, because we're all busy people.
Yeah.
And, you know, now that a lot of the artists have their own venues, it's hard to jump around. For instance, I don't get out First Friday because we're at the shop, you know, we're a pawn shop at First Friday. So to that point, I just want to mention that it's almost like the way that if you were a sports coach, you'd say like game day is worth 10 practice days. You know, Art Attack definitely is a game day. You're going to be kind of nervous, excited, building up to it. You're going to prepare, over-prepare possibly. Mm-hmm. But it's all worth it because at the end, you kind of level up in terms of your experience and hopefully your confidence in terms of making, you know, doing your thing in public.
Yeah, and I don't think I've heard of an artist that had done it and then regretted it. It's always the opposite. After they do it for the first time, and the typical way it comes about is they'll go for the first time as a guest.
Yeah.
Then they're like, God, I wish I would have done it. The next year they do it, and they're like, oh my gosh, I wish I would have done it earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like Pete said, with the public, it's always positive. The people are great. I've never heard of a negative thing where somebody says, ah, that work's terrible. Or, you know, they're very supportive. And if they think that, they probably just move on.
Right.
And it is important to note that it's not just painters. There is so much out there. I know we have a couple theater, maybe a theater group coming out this year. We always have belly dancers and musicians and pottery and jewelry. So the variety is amazing. And I think that's a good slice of Fredericksburg, that we don't just have painters in this town. We have all different types of artists.
So you sort of said it, Pete, but I mean, does it make you a better artist, you think?
Oh, I think so, yeah. I mean, you know, maybe for us, because we've been doing it for so long, not as much, because we're constantly doing that. But for younger emerging artists, absolutely. You know, it makes you, you know, like I learned this from teaching, because I sometimes say, like, what would I say if I was teaching? So what would I say to my student? And it helps me that way. And so in that same way, when you're explaining your work to other people, you understand yourself better having to explain it. And then the people, like we said with the mural, they connect with the art better knowing the artist. So there's both of those things happening at once.
Well, and just to walk around and to see just like you say, so many different kinds of art. And then one of the first years that I did it, I realized, oh, this is art. It isn't just the painters.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. And I think Fredericksburg's a good place for that. I mean, Pete, when you first moved here from D.C., what did you first think of Fredericksburg as an art town?
I found it unbelievably receptive. I came from Washington, and there was a lot of, like, sort of education that you had to do. Like, no, this is art. Okay, what about this, like, this kind of, like, selling yourself as an artist constantly? And in Fredericksburg, it's so ingrained in the culture. Like I was saying earlier, like, you know, a restaurant moves into town and immediately everyone's like, oh, what kind of art are you going to put up? Are you going to put up art? And like, it's just such a part of it that, and you don't have to constantly, as an artist, kind of like sell yourself. You can just do your work and be comfortable amongst other artists who feel the same. And then the camaraderie as well. There's not that kind of cutthroat, like, hey, art is a limited resource. Like, you know, if you're not on top, you know, like, if you're in somewhere, then I'm not there, and I need to fight my way. Like, it is a very cooperative environment.
I don't think there's a lot of cities like ours in that regard. You know,
right?
You know, I didn't think there. Some of them are very competitive, and a lot of the places you go, you don't see the amount of art in places like public places like restaurants as you do in Fredericksburg.
Right, and I think that goes hand in hand. The more places you have, the wider the circle that you can, you know, expand and have more artists. And then when you have more artists, you need more places, and it kind of builds on itself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, and you guys all, you all do things in a studio, but you also have done murals or out in the public. And I would think being out in the public, you have to really be kind of focus on how to focus and learn how to do your work, but also talk to people.
Right.
Be friendly.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. And that I think that there is that separation of having, you know, they always say, well, if you're an artist, you know, you have to learn how to market yourself. But I wouldn't say it's so much about marketing yourself as much as being yourself,
right.
You know.
You don't want to say to somebody, leave me alone, can't you see I'm working right,
right now? Right, and also, I mean, that's part of it. Getting back to, like, the parallel of Art Attack is, I think, for a lot of first-timers, that the nerves of that publicity is something totally brand new. This might be the first time you're working, literally working outdoors, and that's a whole other factor, but also just working around a public. But I think, as you know, through the years, whether it was through teaching or doing public events, it's something that you kind of get some practice in terms of interfacing with the public and kind of fielding questions and all those things. It's very vulnerable, you know, and I think that's some of the biggest hurdles for new artists during Art Attack is the feeling of exposure. But to the plus is it's exposure, and you're not mm-hmm. just, you know, posting something on social media and letting it go out into the ether. You're living, breathing right there, kind of talking with people, which is great.
Bill always is usually in front of Gorick's and is usually not the most popular person. Every year there's somebody that everyone is gathered around, and then there's Bill.
I seem to pick the person that's always going to overshadow me, even if I'm not trying
yeah.
to. So, you know, last couple of years it's the girl with the spray paint, the pots that yep. makes it look like planets. It's really amazing, and it's fun to watch. She puts on a great show, but I tell this story every year. Her crowd gets bigger and bigger, and I have to keep moving my easel over. And then her crowd looks at my, hey, what are you doing, old man? Yeah.
old-fashioned stuff. So slow, yeah, right, yeah, with a paint and brush. But that's, I think that's what's cool about it, too, is it's like spectacle, right? You have the opportunity to kind of be part of a spectacle. And sometimes there's some people that come by, and they're so... I think they feed off the energy and the excitement. They're like, I got to do something right now. Can I borrow? Many times it's children. They're like, my child really wants to get into it right now. Can we just borrow some markers and paper?
Yeah.
And we'll find a way to accommodate them, you know. And that's to that point, the scope of the artist is anyone working from like 3D sculpture, there's chicken wire, all the way down to like just someone rolled up with a coffee and a sketchbook. And they're just going to, at their own pace, going to post up anywhere along Caroline and William Street and just do their thing, you know. And that's what I think is really great.
And I think it's hard to say how important that is because, like, I grew up in suburban Philadelphia. I didn't know an artist. I never went to an event where there was artists. I didn't know adults that were making art. Literally nothing. So the fact that kids can roll up and talk to artists and maybe, you know, I let kids paint on my painting and give them markers and things. I think that's important.
Oh, yeah, totally.
I think it, you know, hopefully it, you know, fuels them to maybe think, hey, look, I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
All the various, it's all thanks to Bill, all of you guys. They have opened up to me to kind of tag along. If you told me years ago, yeah, you're going to spend a lot of time doing, you know, interviewing artists, I would have thought, what?
Why would I want
career really tanked.
How desperate have I become?
A lull in the career.
Well, I think you're the one who said it, and I think it's pretty normal. And you see this during Art Attack that a lot of people don't know artists think, well, they must be really crazy, and they can be a little bit.
Yeah.
But they're really normal people. Like, a lot of times, some of my art friends, we're just sitting around talking sports and TV, and, you know, I think artists generally are normal people. Generally.
Yeah.
Not 100%, but generally.
You know, it all started when Rob Grogan brought you in. And I thought, when Rob told me, I'm going to bring Bill Harris in. And I thought, I don't know who Bill Harris is. And and then when I saw you, you were sitting out there, and I just thought, what in the world?
Right. Well, why would I want an artist in
here? And we've become great friends.
Yeah.
And so, and with all of you, it's just been just the progression. But I mean, and I have appreciated seeing art created.
Mm-hmm.
In how you do it. I mean, one of the first things I had seen your art a lot, Pete, but you took me when you did a mural inside at Downtown Greens, inside the office there. That was fascinating.
Yeah, and
watching how you did that.
Actual paint, which I don't always use. I do a lot of things digitally. But Catherine Gross, my intern from last summer, designed it. Downtown Greens gave us a great space to do it. You know the building because Bill did the outside. There's purple cone flowers on it, the corner of Charles and Dixon. And inside, there's a mural that I did. And we were glad to have you there to kind of document its progress. And I know Catherine, as an emerging artist, was appreciative too.
Yeah. No, and you were doing a mural, and it was I was doing something on a Saturday morning with Matt Kelly, and he said, hey, you ought to go over and talk to Bill. Yeah, and I thought, well, I know Bill.
Yeah.
And so I went and I said, can I take some pictures? And you were like, sure. And that began that. And I'm trying, I don't know when we...
It might have been Art Attack.
It might have been
the early years of Art Attack.
Then,
yeah.
I was going to say, all the artists are very welcoming to you doing their murals or following.
Oh, they are, yes.
Except one. I can remember there's one that is.
One. Yeah. We just won. It was not happy with me. Wasn't.
So artists can be temperamental.
Sort of, yeah. But now, and especially it was interesting. I mean, Gabe, during COVID, you had such great insight. Like, we'd come down and the shop would be there. It would be dark. There'd be nothing. We'd be all alone in the shop.
Yeah, that was a funky time. I remember that when you paid a visit, I mentioned to you, I was like, I said, you know, Scarlett's biggest fear. This is during 2020. Scarlett's biggest fear in terms of our location on Caroline was that we would get flooded.
Yeah, we talked about that.
But it wasn't a flood, obviously. It was COVID, that kind of. But you were a troubadour because you kind of marched through downtown and, you know, still kind of kept the beat, which was really encouraging. And although it seems like a lot longer ago, you know, it was only 4 years ago, but I think really kind of grateful to have you kind of keep the airwaves going for the rest of us in and around town.
Scarlett and I, the day after the governor had shut everything down, walked to downtown, and it was just eerie.
Those
days. Art Attack is September 21st, 10 to 4 downtown, artattackproject.com. That's a website with information. We'll talk about, I guess there's still chance, if you still want to do this, you can still sign up. We'll get into that too when we come back. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's 831.
From the Fredericksburg.today online news studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station focused on Fredericksburg. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubel.
We are talking Art Attack. It is September 21st in downtown Fredericksburg, 10 to 4, local artists on the streets. Bill Harris is here. He's at Liberty Town. Gabe Pons is at Pawn Shop. And Pete Morlevich is with Print Jazz. I've been trying that, Pete. I have been pronouncing your name since I knew you wrong. So that's why all of a sudden when you said it this morning, I thought, that's not how I say it. So I got it.
You did great on it.
ArtAttackProject.com is the website. And I guess if anybody wants to get involved with Art Attack right now and you hear this or you know of someone and you think, I want to do this, you can still sign up.
You can sign up the day before, even that morning.
Yeah.
If you have any questions, contact me, Gabe or Pete.
We'll be putting out the call officially today, but one kind of aspect that we do is we try to pair up some of the local businesses in the Art Attack perimeter with an artist so that they can cross promote one another. So in the past, for instance, we've had everyone from like Latitudes or Semites or Foodie kind of say, hey, if you want to have an artist in front of our business, that would be great. We'll help promote them. And that's turned out to be really neat because in the days leading up, you have the artist say, hey, visit me in front of Whittingham's. I'll be doing my thing between 10 and then you have Whittingham's announcing, you know, this artist will be in front of. So it's a neat kind of cross promotional thing. And I think it reinforces that kind of, I guess you could say, bind between artist and downtown business, that we don't want to be an event where it's like, oh God, the artists are here today. They closed the streets. We're not, you know, we're looking at a red day. We're not making, no, like when Art Attack is in town, hopefully we'll have a great volume of guests and visitors that'll come and eat, drink, and of course shop throughout the day. So we're just kind of the spectacle that draws everyone through.
And that's, Bill, what you, when you and Gabe put this together, that was the goal.
Yeah, there was an event that happened prior to Art Attack that I thought was drawing people away from downtown. They were bringing food trucks in. Which, why would you do that? You know, we encourage even the artists, hey, don't bring your lunch, buy your lunch. Mm-hmm. You know, and we had some, you know, a couple of years ago, I went around to some of the shops, and some of them, like Sammy T's, Agora, even the bank had their highest ATM withdrawals in years, you know. So there was a lot of businesses that were really benefiting from it, which is exactly what we wanted.
And this isn't an event for the artists to sell art, but if I come by and I see something that Pete's done or Gabe or Bill, and I think I like this, that can lead to that. But this is more of
demonstration.
Yeah,
and that the reason for that, it's kind of twofold. Number one, to keep the costs and the overhead low. Once you become a vending, then that changes the nature of the whole event. And all of a sudden, you know, tents pop up and artists kind of freeze up and stand there and like stand in front of their work and just kind of grin and smile. And that interaction's gone. But when it's a demonstration, all of a sudden you have, number one, you put the artist on point. They have to actually do work and keep it small. The idea is that, once again, we're not kind of taking over the downtown in terms of infrastructure, but kind of like plein air, right? Plein air painting, where it could be as kind of modest as an easel and a small canvas, and that still allows for people. And it's true. It's like it's about connections. If you see something you like, and you have a good interaction with the artist, you can certainly follow up, you know, with a sale, as long as it's not on our watch, so
still,
to speak.
I think
you know.
Can buy, what permits to sell? I think it's like
yeah, you can get dollars. you can get a vendor license. You know, but once again, we kind of lean artists towards demonstrations so that people see art in the making.
And that's what's just so cool about it.
Yeah,
to see it happen.
Yeah, and I've heard stories of artists that they met people in the street, and then those people in the street went to their studio and bought multiple pieces, not just the ones they were working on. So it does work that way.
Yeah. There's something attractive about that performative aspect of art. I share a studio at Liberty Town with a painter, and if she is painting, people will stop in the studio and like peek at her canvas and what's going on. I meanwhile will have my laptop. They'll think I'm on Facebook, and they will not stop. So if it's just me in there, or if it's just the two of us talking, but once Caroline gets up and starts painting, people want to see that. Like, it's a little peek behind the curtain.
Mm-hmm.
Like, whatever magic people think happens in art, like, they'll get a little piece of. And so, yeah, I think that's the great part about Art Attack. It is that magic happening in front of people.
Oh, maybe. So many people who are not artists have never seen art being made. So this is an opportunity to see a lot of different types being art being made.
Yeah. I think that's kudos to Liberty Town. I was thinking about, like, in 2004... when Scarlett and I were planning on moving to Fredericksburg, we swung by Liberty Town. Scarlett, of course, started a rapport with Dan Finnegan, and Dan was like, this new place opened, there's possible studios. But to walk around and to see artist studios, to me was really exciting. And the aspiration back then was, oh, if only I can have a space like this that I can be in the public, you know, no longer in the kitchen doing my thing, but be in the public. How would that change the work? And how would that kind of help me grow as an artist? And I think that's really exciting. And that kind of propelled us through those years, that kind of, you know, once again, that vulnerability. You're there, it's a Saturday afternoon and you're painting, and then just people start kind of peeping in on you and seeing what you're up to. And to that point, that's also very cool. You know, it's both exposure and as well as that kind of like showmanship. You're like, this is how it's done. I'm going to spill my acrylic paint.
And I've seen all of you when you'll look at something and you'll look at it and you'll say it's not quite right, and you'll make just a little change and it changes everything.
That's how art is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, especially when you get closer to the end of a project, there's just a lot of tiny little things. For me, the brushes get littler and the brush strokes get smaller. But it's important.
Yeah. Yeah, no, just to see it. It's great having Pete here, just because Pete, whenever we've done these Art Attack shows and with the city involved with the Arts Commission, has played such a big part in keeping it going and providing the necessary support.
Right, and I think the Arts Commission was attracted to sort of the holistic kind of community aspect, where we're bringing people downtown. It's for everybody, any member of the public, and kind of the wide variety of art that's held there as well. You know, we think of like the Arts Commission will support Sounds of Summer, Porch Fest, you know, where there's music, but this is probably the widest like kind of gamut of art as an event downtown. Plus it showcases the city as well, the businesses, the public, the artists. Like, it is a quadruple win. am I gonna coin a term
here?
Yeah,
that's it. It is. Yeah. No pressure, Bill. No pressure on us.
But it will be perfect.
Yeah. No, but I think that's true. It is. It's the most kind of enveloping, and it allows the artists kind of collectively to put our best foot forward, to show the city in the best light. You know, unfortunately, we've been really, I think, lucky to have those kinds of experiences through the years to build upon.
You do learn a lot about the downtown just by walking. Just go walk down if you haven't walked in even a couple of months. you'll see different restaurants. You put artists down there, and all of a sudden you learn about a Liberty Town, or mm-hmm. you know, you learn about all of you learn about different things or different artists. You know, in where you're based at, what you do.
Yeah, you can watch artists who might be, you know, drawing plein air or sketching, and then you look at what they're sketching. You're like, I never noticed that detail on that mm-hmm. building. Like, I've been down here 1,000
yes.
times. I've never noticed that. So it gives you new eyes to the city as well.
And to see it at different times. For the first few years, I would just go when you were just all setting up. I'd do some interviews, take some pictures, and, oh, this is fun. But you go back middle of the afternoon, and you see things done.
Right.
And how much is done, and it's just like, wow, you're really good.
Yeah, right. You know, it's funny that I told this story, I think, a couple of years ago, but when I was set up on the street, I'm painting, and I hear behind me, oh, my God, will you look at that? And I start puffing my chest a little, like, hey, well, I'm a kind of a famous artist, you know? So anyway, they're like, they get closer, and they're like, look at that girl painting the dog. It was this high school girl just drawing a dog. Like,
it looks really just cool, like it. It looks like a dog.
I think I was invisible. They just went right by me. Like, look at that dog.
So it also can be a very humbling experience.
More seasoned artists.
Well, you see, we talked about it. You just see such different ones. I mean, and I don't think he's ever come back, but there was this guy who had these heads.
Oh, yeah.
1 year right in front of your store.
Yeah, it was like the kind of horror-based
yes.
Masks.
Masks.
They were heads, but it was pretty cool. It was cool, but and that's once again the gamut, right? You have something like that that's very much a specialized artistry, right? Like creature design, basically.
Yeah.
You know, right next, you know, to someone who may be just, you know, painting a dog or a cat or, you know, just doing it long. So it's that range, which is always very cool.
And I would say one of the biggest changes we've seen over the years, and I think last year was younger artists. You know, some of the high schools are now pushing it, so there'll be a group of like 5, 6, 7 high school students, which is great. It's great to see that. I mean, again, I didn't have anything like that when I was in high school.
Yeah, and to that point, I think the teenager, the high school age kids and middle school, they're a lot more savvy than, let's say, 10 or 20 years ago, mm-hmm. meaning they're into it. Like, downtown, I would like to think, the downtown of Fredericksburg has become kind of the alt shopping mall, where kids, like, just seeing from what my children have gone through, it's like a date night isn't, you know, going to the mall. That might be one night, but the big date night would be just strolling downtown, getting a cup of coffee, a slice at Benny's, a boba tea. The kids are into the boba tea, but kind of, you know, I don't get it, but, you know, it's what the kids are into. But it's that idea of, like, they're picking up on that kind of love of kind of a small urbanity, right? Take a coffee, stroll, see and be seen, kind of explore. And I think that's really, that kind of ties into Art Attack, seeing like a lot of the teenagers are willing to, you know, like literally just post up on a stoop and bring their sketchbook and do their thing.
There have been people like, I think, with quilts, with this person had a loom, and people gather around. And it really you really just see a whole lot of
things.
There
was a chainsaw artist. That was a different story, though.
Yeah, we had to kind of step in and moderate. We had to step in and moderate that. But that goes to the point of, like, all-inclusive, I guess.
Well, it's funny, even we've been doing it for years. I have no idea. We get out there and, oh, my God, I've never seen that before.
Yeah.
That's great.
So are you doing something, Bill?
Oh, yeah.
Usually are like, Gabe, you're more of the administrative.
Yeah. I typically post up in front of pawn shop and do artist check-in and kind of... I don't know what the military... I'm like logistics.
Right.
I'm logistics. But coordinating some volunteers who want to just go around and photograph the artists throughout the day, just making sure that all the artists are kind of directed and they know the rules, the rules of engagement.
So are you doing anything, Pete?
I will be there largely as a... Arts Commission member, walking around, introducing myself to people, saying hi.
Mm-hmm.
I'll probably have a sketchbook in my pocket and a pencil.
There you go.
Yeah. Just you gotta do something.
You can't. You know, you get caught up in it.
Yeah.
Like Gabe was talking about the kids who just want to participate. Like, I can't walk around in that atmosphere and not, like, you know, whip out a drawing.
Well, and I'm sure when you do run, for all of you to be able, especially for the younger artists. But I've seen some older people that are just getting started in it, and they have a good time. But just the three of you and others, I'm sure, just to be able to encourage some people, like, that's pretty good, you know, you ought to keep it up, kind of thing, and that that can have a big impact.
Oh yeah, yeah, for sure. I think, and that's, and they're not hearing it from quote unquote their teacher, so to speak, but it is the general public or peers, you know. And I think that's another thing is like, collectively, no matter what your age, you're part of a bigger whole, and that's
also a reason why we always try to have an after party afterwards. So if any of the artists are participating, and by the way, you don't have to participate, it goes 10 to 4. There's people that come 12 to 2, 12 to 4, 2 to 4.
Okay.
You can also move around. You don't have to be in one spot. But the after party this year will be at Bella Monza, which is 715 Caroline Street. But it's also an opportunity for artists to meet and talk and get to know other artists and encouragement. So I think that's an important part of it, and always has been.
Yeah.
Quick break, or it's very quick break, and then we'll wrap this up this morning. ArtAttackProject.com, Art Attack, September 21st, 10 to 4. Downtown Fredericksburg. We'll conclude when we come back on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Download the all-new News Talk 1230 WFVA app for Apple and Android. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. And now, here's your host, Ted Schubert.
Art Attack is September 21st, 10 to 4 in downtown Fredericksburg. ArtAttackProject.com. Pete, you were just telling me talk about honoring an artist who recently passed away.
Right. So many of your listeners might know of Ed King.
Yeah.
Who had a studio at Liberty Town, was a longtime instructor at Germana. I think almost 25 years there. Taught a lot of area students about painting, and was a participant in Art Attack. So they will be Kelly Drake will be setting up his easel, his palette, as sort of like anyone wants to come by. There might be a book to sign, just to honor Ed.
Yeah, that's really, I think, important. Ed was one of the participants through the years, and I just mentioned to these guys, like, he was kind of a troubadour. He can kick out a painting, you know, probably within 40 minutes or less.
Wow.
As long as the paint was drying properly. I think this is a nice way. That's a really nice, thoughtful way to commemorate Ed. He's one of the most underspoken artists, kind of flew under the radar. You knew his work, especially, you know, if you were at, what's the French, Petite Auberge?
La Petite.
La Petite had a lot of Ed's work through the years, and I think it'll be a nice way to commemorate him altogether.
If you're an artist, or it doesn't matter at what level, this is just a great chance to get out and continue your craft.
Yeah, do it. I think, a lot of times even I feel like I'm going there and I'm like, ooh, I'm a little nervous. I think everybody is, and especially your first time. But once you get there, it's so easy and it's so fun, and you'll be thankful you did it.
Just to be out on the street.
Yeah, and one note, when you go to the website, you can register as an artist or as a guest. And we appreciate when you register as a guest, it at least gives us a heads up in terms of the numbers of how many artists plan on attending, and then, of course, you know, how much of the public that's in the know that will be kind of
but
in the loop.
You can even register that morning.
You can come to the we'll have a registration table in front of the pawn shop that, on the fly, we can, and the registration's simple. We just, want to get your email so that we can keep you in the loop in terms of future events.
And one important thing, it's free.
It's totally free. Yes, I was going to say it is
no
free.
No charge to anybody.
Yeah,
it's a great event. Thank you all for coming in. This is always a great show to talk about it. And Pete, to have you now in the mix, as one of our regulars,
three the hard
inner
way.
Sanctum.
Three the
so
hard way.
This is good. ArtAttackProject.com is the website. Again, it is 10 to 4. And like, but you said, mentioned Bill. You can if that doesn't work and. You can only do part of that at different parts. Do that.
Everyone is welcome.
And it continues to grow and just be a great place. And it's pretty much just on Caroline Street.
Yeah, or side streets too. I mean, you can set up anywhere. In years past, we've had up William Street.
Okay.
The one side of William Street's all in the shade. And shade's an important thing too, because the shade changes and you can move. You can move around and chase the shade and be in the shade all day if you don't like the sun. Mm.
Pete Morlevich is with Print Jazz, Gabe Pons with Pawn Shop, and Bill Harris with Liberty Town. Check out their work, and we'll talk again soon. Thank you all
for
coming. ArtAttackProject.com, September 21st, 10 to 4 in downtown Fredericksburg. That's it. Thanks for listening. See you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite podcast platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA, focused on Fredericksburg.